La seguridad avanzada incluida con Panoramic Wi-Fi de Cox ayuda a proteger tus equipos conectados desde ataques cibernéticos hasta conexiones desconocidas disfrazadas de cachorritos lindos. Haz clic para conocer más. La seguridad avanzada tiene que estar activada en la app de Panoramic Wi-Fi. Aplican restricciones.
They said lowering drug prices was a fight we couldn't win. The big drug companies have billions of dollars and an army of lobbyists. But AARP stood with our 38 million members and forced the drug companies to lower drug prices. It's a victory for all Americans. But Big Pharma won't give up, so neither will AARP. Join our fight at aarp.org/fiercedefender. That's aarp.org/fiercedefender.
Hello everybody, I'm Ed Robinson, and welcome to another exciting edition of The Robinson Show. On the program, I have him back on, Sam Gordon. Sam is a writer for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. He covers the WNBA's Las Vegas Aces. On the program, we discuss the 2022 Las Vegas Aces regular season, as well as Asia Wilson, Kelsey Plum, Chelsea Gray, Jackie Young, De'Erica Hamby, and head coach Becky Hammon. Sam is coming up after the break. Stay tuned. You're listening to The Robinson Show.
There's nothing quite like summertime in Baton Rouge. All summer long, you can experience the best that Baton Rouge has to offer. You'll sink your teeth into a culinary scene unlike anywhere else in the world. Dig into the storied past of Louisiana's capital city, or even climb aboard a kayak and set sail on the LSU lakes. Whatever floats your boat, experiences and adventure are waiting just down the road. Head on over to visitbatonrouge.com to start planning your very own trip to the Red Stick.
Today's Fort Lauderdale forecast? Beautiful, especially for your business. Here, growth opportunities in tech, life sciences, aviation, and financial services are as great as the weather. With one of the top business climates in the country, over 6 million people, and zero state income tax, there's no place under the sun better for you and your business. Learn more from the Greater Fort Lauderdale Alliance at lesstaxing.com. Because life in Greater Fort Lauderdale truly is life less taxing.
Get it.
Get it.
Get it.
Get it.
Get it. Get it.
Is she gonna get it, Daddy?
She'll get it.
Get it. Get it.
When you bring home a Goodwill fine, you give your whole town a reason to celebrate because you're also funding local job training and placement programs in tech, healthcare, and more. Goodwill. Bring good home.
Family Dollar knows there's still more summer to enjoy. Shop our Labor Day event and find it all. More refreshment. Buy two Coke 12 packs and get one free. More for the salty cravings. Get two Doritos, Lay's, or Sun Chips bags for just $5. More for your cookout with grilling tools, charcoal, and grills at great value. And keep everything sparkling clean after the festivities with more of your favorite cleaning products. Family Dollar, helping you do more.
When you shop at a Walmart Vision Center, you get it. You know that you'll spend a little less on stylish glasses for the whole family.
Welcome to the Vision Center. Let me know if you need help finding the perfect frame.
Hey, Mom, you were right. These glasses are cool.
Hon, they take our insurance. That means Papa's getting a new pair, too.
Whoa, glasses start at just $39. Next up, groceries.
So you can get a little more of what you need. Find a Vision Center near you. Save money, live better. Walmart.
145 over 92.
180 over 111.
182 over 100. And I had a heart attack and a cardiac arrest. And then a stroke.
This is what high blood pressure looks like. You might not feel its symptoms,
but the results from a heart attack or stroke are far from invisible or silent.
My memory is shot.
When I woke up, I couldn't speak.
I can't button up a shirt. I can't run.
I've had to learn to swallow again.
That's the only movement that I have. And I'm 33, so I never see this coming.
If I would have followed a treatment plan, I would not be in this situation.
Had I done this, had I done that,
hell, I messed up.
Get back on your plan, or talk with your doctor to create an exercise, diet, and medication plan that works for you. Go to loweryourhbp.org.
Head to toe, everything's changed. Head to toe.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the program. The Las Vegas Aces had the best record during the 2022 WNBA regular season. And someone that's covered the Aces for quite a while, especially during this regular season, had a front row seat to all of the happenings with the players as well as the coaching staff, Sam Gordon. He's a writer for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. In my interview with Sam, I asked him about the WNBA's most improved player this year, guard Jackie Young.
Yeah, and I thought she was really, you saw just definite growth in her game, hence the most improvement player award. When she came in the league a few years ago, she was, you know, pretty raw just in terms of her skill set, right? Could always get into the paint and make things happen around the rim, but the jumper wasn't quite as refined or developed, you know, didn't quite have a flushed out role at that point in Bill Laimbeer's offense. But she's gradually improved the last couple of years, and now I'm seeing where she's at now. She averaged just over 16 points a game. She's probably the team's best perimeter defender. And offensively, she's really grown into a three-level scorer where, you know, she can still get to the rim and finish around the basket, but her mid-range jumper is you know, it's a big strength of her game now. And she shot 43% from three-point range, 25% a year ago. So you saw the definite growth in her game, the strides that she's made to become a complete three-level scorer. And now on any given night, right, we haven't seen in a while, but on any given night when things aren't going Asia Wilson or Kelsey Plum's way, she's more than capable of scoring 20, 25, you know, even 30 points. So she was excellent this year and just a lot more comfortable, it feels like, playing in Becky Hammon's system. I think it's, you know, a little bit more free-flowing and a little bit more about the guards and perimeter players as opposed to Bill Laimbeer, where there was a lot of emphasis on low post play. So just kind of the fluidity within Becky Hammon's system, I think, has brought the best out in Jackie Young. And it's a testament to her improvement as well. Her skill set has definitely continued to improve and develop since 2019 when she was drafted with the, you know, number one overall pick. Very deserving winner of the Most Improved Player Award and, you know, evolving rapidly into one of the better players in the WNBA.
Sam was also asked about the two-time winner of the WNBA Sixth Woman of the Year Award, De'Erica Hamby, and her 2022 campaign.
Yeah, I mean, she was really good at the beginning of the year, fit right in the starting lineup, and there's some versatile defensively, really good in transition, really good when the game is played kind of in chaos, right? That's where she's traditionally thrived throughout the course of her career. I think she hit kind of a wall in the middle of the season where her jumper, you know, jumper wasn't falling and just kind of the offensive productivity isn't there, and wasn't necessarily there. So statistically down a little bit this year, such a versatile defender and can do so much on that end. But just offensively, she's going to get her points, you know, doing the dirty work, running the floor in transition, offensive rebounds, putbacks, cuts to the basket. And it just seemed like this year on that end of the floor wasn't able to quite find her groove the way she has in years past. But don't get it twisted, Ed. She's still a massive, massive part of what they do. And, you know, they had success with her out of the lineup dealing with a knee contusion. So, like you said, it was a different role for her. She slid into the back onto the bench later in the season before the injury with Kia Stokes sliding back into the starting lineup. Becky Hammon made that move, you know, trying to get her going and, you know, just trying to shake things up a little bit amid her struggles. But, you know, the Aces aren't going to rush that. This is a long-term – you know, it's a long-term deal. They have the entire core of their roster under contract for next year as well. So you figure they're going to be a championship contender next year too. You don't want to rush anything if she's not 100% in order to rush her back. So, strong season from her, but maybe not quite the season she's had the last couple of years. She still has a massive role on this team, though, when she's healthy and when she's playing.
Chelsea Gray has had one heck of a 2022 season. She's had a big impact for the Aces. Here's what Sam had to say about Chelsea in her 2022 season.
I think she's the best point guard in the league. When you look at what she's able to do, again, a three-level scorer, but she knows exactly when she needs to score and exactly when she needs to get other people involved. And I think it's that balance that makes her so good. She can get to the basket and finish. She's, you know, she can shoot the ball from the perimeter. Her pull-up in the mid-range is as good as it gets, able to kind of take advantage of switches. And when it comes to just running the show and understanding where the ball needs to go, who needs to touch it when, and where the shots need to come from, when things get tight, you know, situationally, she's really, really good in those spots. And you talk about, you know, just kind of the year she's had. I think she really came on, Ed, in the second half of the season. I think she probably took it personally that she was snubbed and didn't make the All-Star team. She's, of course, the MVP of the Commissioner's Cup game, and her numbers across the board have been up the second half of the season, shooting better than 40% from three in the second half of the year. The scoring's up, the rebounding, the assist numbers, everything is up. And she, of course, is the only player on the team that's won a championship. She is the most accomplished player in terms of the team accolades in that regard. So at this time of the year, when things get tight and when the games mean a little bit more, her experience and her savvy to draw from has been massive. So she's in the prime, you know, at 29 years old, I think she's in the prime of her career. She was far and away the Aces' best player just with her efficiency and ability to control the pace. So she's been awesome. I think she's the best point guard in the league. She's going to make the All-WNBA, one of the All-WNBA teams that are going to be announced here coming up. I'd be stunned if she didn't. But she, another fantastic season, career high in assists, turnovers are down. You know what she can do as a scorer when she's pressed to go that route, and just, you know, one of the most complete, best players in the world right now.
2022 has been a great season for Kelsey Plum. She was a starter in this year's WNBA All-Star Game and was also the MVP of the All-Star Game. Here's what Sam had to say about Kelsey in her 2022 season.
Yeah, what you've seen now is, where opportunity meets preparation, right? Like, Kelsey Plum has long been one of the hardest working players in all of professional sports, at least that I've covered, loves basketball, a true basketball junkie, and is being kind of rewarded for that. This is her first year really as like a full-time starter where she's a primary, you know, part of the offense, and you see how she responded. You know, 20-point-per-game score this year, led the league in threes, just a three-level score that can go nuclear in terms of a scoring explosion at any time. Again, I think she's a lock for first-team All-WNBA, and her fit within Becky Hammon's system is a lot different, right? She had to play a kind of a specific role under Bill Laimbeer where she was, you know, a bench scorer and was in a lot of closing lineups and, you know, had some freedom to score and to shoot the ball, but it's not like it is now. Again, Becky Hammon's system emphasizes the guards, predicated around the play and the decision-making of the guards in a lot of ways, right? We know, about how valuable Asia Wilson is to everything, and I'm sure we'll touch on that in a second. But in terms of Kelsey Plum, getting more minutes, getting more freedom, getting more trust to kind of play her game and find her flow within a free-flowing offense. And I think she's been at her best, you know, down the stretch late in the season where there's a kind of that blend of her looking for her offense and her scoring because you know she's always going to do that and it's going to come, but also getting into the lane and kicking and relocating and doing things that keep the offense afloat in general. So, again, she's going to be a lock for first-team All-WNBA, a fantastic year. Worthy of all the accolades, and really coming in a row now at 28 years old. Again, one of the best players in the world, an explosive three-level scorer that is one of the, you know, can play in terms of can amass big minute loads because of how good a condition she's in, her speed getting to the basket, her jumper, her ability to create space from a number of ways, her footwork, it makes her one of the best players in the league. And she had an excellent season this year, and again, deserving of any and all accolades that she's going to receive.
Well, speaking of an excellent season, Asia Wilson, what can you say about her? A franchise player. Here's what Sam had to say about Asia Wilson.
Yeah, here's my pick. And I don't have a vote this year, Ed, but, you know, I wrote a couple columns for the Review Journal she's my pick for MVP this year. Just you kind of contextualize what she did first and foremost, taking less money when negotiating her contract extension in order to keep her teammates, everybody we just talked about together, moving forward. I think that's huge when you talk about leadership, when you talk about how much winning matters to her. In terms of on the court, her game has expanded. She's now, you know, with Becky Hammon's system calls for her to shoot threes, and she, you know, almost was almost, you know, in the high 30% this year, almost at 40% at one point this season. So her game has expanded. She's still giving you 20 a game, roughly 20 a game, one of the best in the league at getting to the free throw line. She slid up to center this year. Had normally been playing the power forward spot next to a traditional center. But for most of the year, Asia Wilson was the only kind of traditional big on the floor. So that means she had a lot of responsibility on the defensive end. She was not only guarding bigs and opposing centers, some of whom are still the best players in the league, but was responsible for you know, protecting the rim and help, occasionally switching out onto the perimeter to check guards. So she had more responsibility than I think at any time in her career. And you know, you talk about, I talked about Becky Hammon's system offensively. I think a lot of it works because you have a player in Asia Wilson who is a former MVP, who should be a two-time MVP, and who is a 20-point-per-game scorer who led the Aces in scoring last year, willing to buy into a new role to create more space for the guards to operate and do things a little bit differently, you know, knowing that she's still capable of getting hers on that end of the floor. So when you talk about the leadership, the scoring, the two-way ability that Asia Wilson has, she's my pick for 2022 MVP. Just another excellent season. Again, a lock. You know, she'll be unanimous all WNBA first team. The Aces were the number one seed this year, with the best record in the league. And she continues, showing this year that she continues to improve as she enters the prime of her career. And I think the best basketball is still to come for somebody like Asia Wilson when you talk about how complete of a player she's becoming and the things that she's added to her game in such a short time.
One of the keys to success for the Las Vegas Aces this year was acquiring head coach Becky Hammon, this year's WNBA Coach of the Year. Here's what Sam had to say about Coach Hammon.
Yeah, just really, I think the kind of the changes in terms of the schematics are pretty glaring, right? There's not, the more spread offense, spread pick and rolls, more about the guards as opposed to kind of the slow it down in the half court and play through the post. And as a result, like we've talked about, we've had career years in Las Vegas. There were career years for Jackie Young, for Kelsey Plum, even for Asia Wilson and Chelsea Gray. So she has brought the best out in a number of her players. I think she's, when you talk to players on the team, good communicator, gives the Aces freedom, but within structured freedom on both ends of the floor. So you really got the buy-in there. I thought the Aces, again, to Becky's credit, were at their best at the end of the season. They finished the year, I think, in a 12-3 stretch where they beat a number of the contenders, went into Connecticut, beat Connecticut, went into Seattle, beat Seattle, beat Chicago in Chicago for the Commissioner's Cup, and then again at home at the end of the year to kind of steal the inside track. The number one seed, and then now of course they beat Seattle in the final, the regular season finale as well, to clinch number one seed. So the regular season and just kind of the system that she installed and the way that the team responded is about as good as you can hope for from a coach in year one. Of course, earning Coach of the Year honors, I think, very deserved given what she navigated and kind of how she brought the best out in this particular group of Aces. I think they're a little more, they shoot more threes and there's a little bit more, they're a little less predictable, I would say, in a half court. I think, you take a look at some of the statistics, they're playing at about the same pace as they were last year. It's just that in the half court, once teams took their transition offense away last year, and you're not going to score in transition every time, that's just the reality of it. When it came to half court, executing in the half court last year, I think their sets were just a little bit more predictable. A lot of stuff in the low post for Asia Wilson and Liz Cambage. There were some high-low actions. You still had some pick-and-roll stuff with Chelsea Gray, and you still had spaces where the guards were initiating the offense. But it was no secret that they wanted to get the ball inside, around the basket and get to the free-throw line, as opposed to now it's kind of inverse, where, yes, getting to the free-throw line is still important, but they're emphasizing more three-point shooting, taking advantage of Kelsey Plum, her being a 40% three-point shooter, Jackie Young being a 40% three-point shooter, Asia Wilson spacing out to the three-point line. Now that creates more space and driving lanes for the guards. So, yeah, that's not, Bill Laimbeer's system was, they had an 8-point lead going to the fourth quarter of game five of the semifinals last year to go to the finals, blew it in that regard. They were, a couple possessions away from going to the finals last year and potentially winning a championship. And if that's the case, we might be having an entirely different conversation. But with that said, Becky Hammon's system has definitely been effective in a different way. I think it encourages a little bit more free-flowing offense. Again, a little bit less predictable because you don't know exactly what the Aces are trying to do on every given possession, as where before, it was still very difficult to stop. But, the ball goes into the low post. You can send doubles or triples, and it made it a little harder at times for the ball to move around. So, yeah, more free-flowing. Everybody's touching it. You're still having a lot of production from everybody involved. Asia Wilson, Chelsea Gray, Kelsey Plum, Jackie Young, all, 20-plus point scoring threats on any given night. And it's just kind of the way that they're getting their shots that's a little different last year, or a little different this year than it was last year.
All right, a big special thank you to Sam Gordon, writer for the Las Vegas Review-Journal, giving us the 411 on the 2022 Las Vegas Aces season. All right, when we come back from the break, we'll have more right after this.
When it comes to our children and families, we do everything we can to play it safe. Did you know? The single best way to help safeguard from flu and reduce the spread of the flu virus is through annual vaccination. Families Fighting Flu is devoted to protecting your family against this serious and potentially deadly disease. Our commitment comes from our organization's personal experiences. I lost my 5-year-old healthy son, Joseph, to the flu. The flu poses a serious risk to everyone, from the young to the elderly. But we know that flu vaccines can save lives. Increasing the number of flu vaccinations by just 5% could prevent nearly 800,000 illnesses and 10,000 hospitalizations. Help keep your family and your community safe. Together, we can fight the flu. Get yourself and your family vaccinated this year and every year. For facts and tools, visit familiesfightingflu.org.
Everybody, that's going to do it for this edition of The Robinson Show. Once again, a big special thank you to Sam Gordon, writer for the Las Vegas Review-Journal, giving us the 411 on the WNBA's Las Vegas Aces and that great 2022 regular season that they had. Until next time, remember, put God first in everything you do, and you can't go wrong. Until next time, stick to the script. I'm out. Peace.